this apple, of course, it got in this grape and business now, you wouldn't understand it like you do when you couldn't buy no grape to the trees. This apple had to be eaten, devoured, or rotten, for these seed to come out, drop on the ground, sprout, come back up so you'd have another apple. Mm-hmm. That's the way it's perpetuated. That's nature, you see.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you cut up pieces of apple and dried them, what would you call those?
Dried apples.
Did you ever hear the word snits?
What?
Snits.
Last time I did, I hit the fella.
I've never heard of anybody in the South that has even heard that word. It must be some other part of the country.
It must be in the northern country now. It
must be.
There's lots of, you see, I've got three kids lives up in Indiana.
Too, strong.
I like it strong.
I can't stand that word.
Living up, around Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And they altogether different up there, just about to eating. They'll come down here and buy a little bag of cornmeal,
mm-hmm.
carry it back up there. About all they eat up there is loaf bread.
Yeah.
And they won't know how to cook it.
Mm-hmm.
Down here, a woman don't know how to, or a man, as far as that's concerned, don't know how to cook a little boy said a skillet of cornbread that had not much pumpkin.
What?
Not much pumpkin, nothing to him.
I never heard that expression before.
Not much pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
You have, had y'all.
Don't believe me. Don't believe I heard that.
What are some kinds of nuts that you have around here?
Well, they grow some both nuts, but the English walnut nut is hard to grow. Pecans, if you can get the right kind, they're pretty good here. Then we have some wild, of course, there's some tame in both. We have wild walnuts. What they call a boat walnut is English walnut. It's hard to grow here.
Mm-hmm.
But the wild walnut, we have a hickory nut,
mm-hmm.
and there's what you just call straight hickory nut, then what is known as a scale bark.
I've heard the term, I don't know what it is.
The bark on a tree kind of scales off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've seen scaly things.
Mm-hmm.
They like that. And this hickory nut's far better than the other. It's fuller and easier to get the meat out.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have hazelnuts wild. And what other nuts are they?
Do you have the kind that they have in Hershey bars?
Almonds.
Yeah, do you have
that? I don't think there's any grow here at all.
Well, talking about the walnut, what do you call that green outer covering that stains your hands?
I call it the hull.
And then the inside, the hard part you crack, that's the one.
That's
or you hit it with a hammer, one or the other.
Let's see, the hull, then we call that the walnut. Inside's a kernel. What is that?
I don't know.
I say shell. What would you say?
Well, it'd be a shell, but it's a mighty tough shell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that. I don't know if I've ever cracked walnuts. I've cracked pecans, but I don't know if I've cracked walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
Are they grown here?
Mm-hmm. In my yard.
Oh, uh-huh.
So
that's right. You said you had some,
yeah.
Didn't you? What's the kind of nut that you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Well, now there's two or three of that. One is called chufa.
Now that I've heard of and I have no idea what it is.
It's something you can pull up and wash, and it's got a light fin. It's darker brown than your dress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's about like that curtain over there, that brownest part.
Mm-hmm.
And you chew it, and it's grown for hogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you have